time to get up that creepy hill of hope for a destination. Good morning. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is 88 miles an hour. I'm Emma. I'm here with Diana.
Hello.
Hi, Diana. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I like that song. That's like one of Diana's favorite songs. And every time we would be like studying together last year, we'd listen to it. And now every time I hear it, all I can see is her singing it. It's really great.
It's a very uplifting song. I mean, it's actually not. It's pretty depressing.
It is pretty depressing, but it sounds happy.
It has a negative effect. Well, it has a positive effect, so it's like a double negative.
Okay.
Sure. We can.
Works for me. I actually watched the video for the first time maybe like a week or so ago. And I don't know why, but I was just like very surprised. I don't know why I was surprised by their video. I don't know.
I've only seen it like once.
Yeah. Anyways, let's see. It's finally Friday. This was a week. It was a week.
It's
I don't know
over.
How you felt. It's over.
It's over.
That's very true. I'm trying to think. There's an Apple Jam show going on tonight in the Crane Room. Y'all should hit that up. It'll be fun. If you want to watch me dance like a mom, I'll be there.
Emma always dances like a mom.
Yeah.
Is there any other way?
No. I can't help it. I don't know. No one ever, like, sat me down and was like, this is how you should dance. So I just...
picked it up from mama.
I just picked it up from my mom. Although my mom tells me that I can't dance for... So.
It's okay. She loves you unconditionally.
Sure. There's consolation in that. Anyways, we have some mix, an array of songs for you this morning. We like to keep it fresh here in the morning. Oh, look, there's Matt. Hi, Matt. Hi, Matt Stewart. I see you. I'm watching you. That's so creepy. Yeah, so we have some fun songs this morning. It'll be great. We'll kick off the weekend. Is next weekend Halloween?
Halloween weekend.
That's so exciting. Oh.
Welcome, parents, also.
Oh, it's yeah. Parents weekend. It's parents weekend. Hi, parents. My parents aren't here, but shout
Same.
Out to Jody and Dave.
My mom goes, do you really want me to come? And I was like, I mean, I don't know. You can come if you want. She goes, I don't want to come.
Like, thanks, Mom. Yeah, my parents aren't coming. But Spencer's mom will be here. Hi, Spencer's mom. You're probably not listening, but I'm going to say hi anyways. Because she's a lovely lady. Yeah, so that'll be fun. All the parents. Yeah, but we should play some music because that's really what we're here to do. Next up is a song called Emma's House by the Field Mice.
Oh,
nice
oh,
little
wow.
touch.
Wow, it's really classy.
Yeah, thanks. Shout out to Dad for sending me over this one. It's a fun one. Here we go.
So why do I call it Emma's House?
Wow. Funny how life works sometimes. The very Matt Stewart that I was creepily watching through the station window just called in, unbeknownst to him, knowing that I was literally talking about him on air. So strange. But anyways, he suggested a song, and I'm very glad that he suggested this particular song, because I've always liked this song. But for whatever reason, it has crept its way into all facets of my life recently. It's really, really good. I actually think I might have played it. Different song. Anyways, great band, great song. Throwing it back to the 80s with a little New Order, Age of Consent.
Thank you. See if you can spot this one.
Little dedication to my puppy. Her name is Layla. She is semi named after the song. There's a long story behind it.
It was a long story. Diana told me while we were listening to that. It was a good story though.
But I miss her so much and her fluffy cute yellow face.
Aw, I miss my pup too.
Wanna give her a hug.
I especially miss my pup because she's really funny when she plays with all the leaves.
My dog, like, when she's walking down the street, she'll make every detour to walk through the big piles whenever people like rake all their leaves mm-hmm, up on mm-hmm. the side, even when it's wet, and then oh, it's so messy.
Yeah, my dog has like leaf commitment issues. Like you put one in front of her face, she's like chomp, and then you put another one in front of her face, even though she's like already chewing on one, she's like chomp.
Oh wait, so she eats the leaves?
Well, no, she just munches on them
and then spits it out.
She's kind of done. Yeah.
Yeah, my dog kind of did that with when she was a puppy with perler beads. Do you know what those are?
No.
They're like the little mini beads, and you put them on designs, and then you can iron them.
Oh, okay.
And it makes them all stick together. And they're really tiny, and so what she would do is, like, chew on them and then just spit them out. And they were, like, her gum or something. And so we'd find these little, like, dented beads, like, all over the house.
That's funny.
We were a little concerned that she might eat them, but...
Dogs do their thing, you know. All right, I'm trying to think. I've been trying to incorporate a little segment into my show, which is what Pitchfork... does videos on. They like take artists and they do like over under videos. They like ask them if they think things are overrated or underrated.
Oh, I see.
Yes. So I'm gonna think of one to ask you.
But I'm probably not gonna know it though.
What do you mean? No, it's like easy things. Like I'd be like, Dinah, napkins.
Oh, overrated or underrated. Thinking like albums you're gonna ask me, and I'm gonna be like, oh, all right.
No.
All right,
yeah. No, this is just random collections of things.
Swing one at me.
Paper clips.
I'm gonna go with underrated because I use paper clips instead of staples all the time, and I really like it because you never have to, like, what if you mess up stapling? Like you're never gonna mess up with a paper clip. Also, some dude used a paper clip and traded his way up to a house. Have you heard about this?
Were you telling me about this the other day, or was someone else?
I think
someone else was telling me about this the other day.
Yeah, he, like, started with a paperclip and then just, like, kept trading for things and ended up with a house. So...
Wow, the power of a paperclip.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, I'm gonna throw another one at you. Over, underrated. Ooh. Female engineers.
Oh, so underrated, clearly. We rock.
Of course.
There's not a lot of us, but...
I want to give a special shout-out to... I had a physics teacher in high school, and his wife is a NASA engineer, and she won NASA Innovator of the Year. And so his little Facebook post goes, my wife just won NASA Innovator of the Year for basically being the smartest rocket scientist at NASA. So, yeah.
Amazing.
So cool.
That's awesome. Go her. That makes me happy to hear. That could be us one day, Diana.
If I graduate.
We're doing fine. All right. We got some more tunes. So stay tuned. Yeah. Thank you. We're back. My energy level is so low right now. I'm trying so hard.
But it's Friday.
I know it is Friday. Thank goodness. We listened to World Sick by Broken Social Scene. I've always really, really enjoyed that band. I don't know if I'm making this up or if they were like in the progress of like making new stuff. I'm not really sure, because the last time they put something out was 2010. Oof. Which was a long time ago.
Pulling a George R.R. Martin on that. Just, I know. Gonna wait like 15 years for the next one.
I know, I can't wait that long. I'll still listen to them when I'm old though. It's okay.
It's alright, you can like go with all your friends and be like
the actual
moms at the concert instead of just like dancing like the moms at the
concert. I'm gonna embarrass my kids so much.
I'm gonna drag them to concerts with like giant headphones that like block out the sound so you don't damage their eardrums.
When they're like little, no.
Oh, that's what
I don't understand that. Like what, like
my aunts and uncles did that for my cousins. My parents didn't do it for me, but would have been nice memories if they had.
You wouldn't have remembered unless you had like super.
I mean, they went when they were like 8 or 6.
Oh, okay, that's different.
6, I think, was one of my younger cousin's first Bruce Springsteen concert. I think she went when she was 6.
That's not that bad.
It's a family event.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm talking about, like, when I was at Firefly Music Festival this summer, there would be, like, couples that brought kids that were, like, under a year old. I was like,
to Firefly?
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a turn up event as well.
Well, it's just like, it's it's like 95 degrees. You're in a field with a bunch of people. Like, that's no place for like a 8 month old baby.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Especially when it starts to cry. I feel like a bad female. Like, when babies cry, I don't feel that like need to go help them. I'm just like, get them away from me. Just, I'm
I don't
sure
know.
I love
think
my
it's
own di- kids,
I was going to say, I think
I'm
it's
like-
different. Sure. But no, I know what you mean.
When the babies take the red eye, I'm just like, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Well, we still have lots of more songs. Oh, we could do PSA. PSA, do-do-do. There should be like a little jingle, you know?
You can make a jingle.
Oh, we can make a jingle. That's interesting.
We can do another over-underrated.
We can. Okay, you think of one while I read the PSA.
All right.
Okay. I read like the same one every week, but I like this one, and I think it's a good message, not overtly political, which is, you know, we like to keep things lighthearted here. Autumn outdoor exercise PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I actually have really been enjoying that. Well, I don't really like when all the leaves fall from the trees, because then the trees are bare and it's kind of sad. But I do enjoy the smell of like the crunchy leaves on the ground. You know what I'm talking about?
No, seasons definitely have smells. My like best friend from home and I are always like, oh man, it smells like winter, or like it smells like spring. And people are like, you're so weird. I'm like, no, it
definitely,
there's an aroma.
Oh, for sure. It was just because the plants and everything changed, but I really enjoyed the smell of the fresh leaves.
This morning smelled like leaves and rain.
Oh yeah, it was.
It's gonna rain again. Drizzling. 1 p.m. Get your umbrellas out. I actually didn't bring an umbrella to college.
Some weather forecast.
Didn't bring one last year either.
Really? Well,
I mean,
see,
like, I gotta like carry it around, and then when it got compacted, and then it's soaking wet.
I know. I have a love-hate relationship with umbrellas too, because I feel like there's a certain point where it's like, okay, like I'm fine just my rain jacket, and then you're like, okay, like I could use an umbrella, like my backpack's getting wet, my legs are kind of getting wet, the umbrella is useful. But then when it's just like torrentially downpouring, no matter what you do, you're gonna get soaked. And then the umbrella just adds the added like, oh no, like now it's windy and now my umbrella's inside out, and then like now what do I do, and now it's broken, and now I have this umbrella, and like,
just yeah.
It's just a whole thing.
All right, I got you a new over underrated.
Okay, I'm ready.
Museums.
I have to be careful here. Most museums, I think, are underrated.
Mm-hmm.
I think, well, I don't know. This is hard because I feel like there's a lot of museums that, like, I love going to museums. It's great. I feel like sometimes there's ones that's like, oh, I've been here like four times, like seen the same stuff, whatever. And there are sections of museums that I find very interesting, and then there's other sections that I don't. For example, the MoMA.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Wonderful. Last time I went had Monet, water lilies. Gorgeous. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe I got to see it. And then you walk into like the next room, and there's like a white canvas with one red dot.
Yeah.
And it is probably worth millions of dollars. And I'm sorry, I just don't, like...
Not a fan of abstract.
Well, no. Okay.
No, it's okay, I don't get
the
it
The abstract art, but it's just... there's a few things that I just, like, kind of question.
No, I get you. I'm not a huge fan of art museums. I think it's because it's a lot of, like, standing and staring. It's less
hands-on. That's hard, too. Mm-hmm, sure. But like, you have to... I don't know. I feel like you have to, like, really be in the right mindset to want to go and like really.
Yeah.
And then there was another time, it was like freezing cold, I was in New York City, and I was at, I think I was at the I don't remember which museum I was at, but basically I walked around and looked at clay pots for about 2 hours because we literally couldn't like figure out how to get out of the clay pot section.
That's great.
And at first I was like, this is just so, like, I've seen 80 clay pots, and because I'm not a clay pot expert, they kind of all look the same to me, and I tried to, like, read the little tags, and it just, like, wasn't really doing it for me. But then I told my physics teacher in high school this story about my clay pot experience, and I actually learned something cool. So now I have more of an appreciation for the clay pots, which is the way that they date them. They look at the way the magnetic field lines up in the like material of the pot, because they can tell because it has shifted over time.
Whoa.
Isn't that kind of neat?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I bring up museums is currently the National Museum of American History is trying to raise $300,000 to preserve the ruby slippers from the Wizard of Oz. And I originally heard about this because my dad just shot me an email with a link to the Washington Post article from DC, by the way, if you couldn't tell. Sent me a link to the Washington Post article about the shoes, and he goes, some expensive shoes, ... link to the article. And I was like, why did he send me this link? Like, I'm so confused. But, yeah, I think that might be a little extreme, but, you know, I guess it's a cool part of history, these little sequin slippers.
They're so iconic, too.
They
are. Like, everyone knows them.
Definitely a fan of museums that, like, switch it up a lot, though, that bring in new exhibits and rotate through.
I mean, like, you gotta appreciate, like, you know, the classic exhibits. Like,
yeah,
but
for sure. But when, like,
the
building
museum...
It is
nice to see new stuff. That's the point.
Building museum did a huge ball pit as one of their exhibits, like, 2 summers ago.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty awesome. They did like a Lego exhibit one time. You could like actually go and interact, like build Legos.
That's neat.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah, when I visited Spencer in Baltimore, we went to the visual art museum. That was really neat. They had a lot of cool like sculptures and that stuff's cool. Well, anyways, that was a good chit chat. What do we have up next? Oh, this is a fun song. It's by Lucy Dacus. How would you print D-A-C-U-S?
Deco? I feel like it's French. Like you would leave out the S.
Okay.
Like ballet.
Oh, I like that.
Without the T or something. Maybe not. I don't know.
I like that. We'll go with that. That sounds better. Cool. So it's by that chick. it's called I Don't Want to Be Funny Anymore.
I wasn't supposed to say something.
No. Okay. I'm just making faces at you. It's fine.
I know the way that men can be. I like it smooth and slow. Give it some time to grow. That's something you should know about me.
Through your world.
Over underrated donuts.
Oh, overrated. Only because I think like your typical donut, like we're talking typical Dunkin' Donuts donut, doesn't do it for me. I only like the cake donuts.
You gotta check out Fractured Prune. Anyone listening to, if you're ever down by the Delaware Shore, Rehoboth, Dewey, Bethany Beach area, there is the best donut shop in the world. It is called Fractured Prune. It's a weird name. They have a story about the name. You can read it inside the store. And they fry the donuts fresh for you and then dip them in like whatever toppings you want. Like right when you order, they have a French toast donut. They have like all these different ones. I think you can maybe create your own. They are to die for.
I can get on board with the custom donut.
And they're like so, they're like hot too. Oh God, they're so good. So good.
See, like that's a good donut. I think your run-of-the-mill donut, way overrated. It just doesn't do it for me. They're like super sugary. No. Let's see. Do I have an over-under for you? How about scooters?
Scooters. I'm gonna have to say overrated. I've seen a lot of kids scootering around Tufts, and I mean no offense, but I think they think they're pretty cool. And honestly, it just looks a little darky talking to you, Fred. I also believe I have fallen off of a scooter fair share number of times. I remember when I got my first scooter, though, and it was like a huge deal, and I loved it so much. So at one point, I'm sure I thought they were underrated. But looking back on it now, also, if you ever try to ride a scooter barefoot in the summer, the metal gets hot, and like putting your foot on the brake because of the friction of the wheel, it's really bad. And I tried to do that going down a hill in the summer and ended up just like diving off the scooter. So I'm gonna keep it to bicycles. Also, you get so much like there's so much bumpiness unless you get one with like free suspension, and that's like a fancy scooter. So
you're not wrong. That's you know, thank you for enlightening us on the qualms of the scooter.
Yeah. Very eco-friendly though, so
yeah, right.
Don't throw
ride
away your
bike.
Scooters.
Right, yeah. Right. Just upgrade.
Yeah.
Just upgrade. Well, our time here is coming to an end, unfortunately. It is 10:56, so we only have about 4 minutes left. You've been listening to 88 Miles an Hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's been a pleasure. Stay tuned for next week. Stay tuned for the next show, actually. There's some cool dudes. Yeah, anything else you want to say, Diana?
Totally worth waking up early for.
This isn't even that bad. This isn't even that early. Last year, my show, little freshman year, Emma, in the fall, got up at 5:30 for her radio show. I don't know how I managed to do that.
Yeah, well, when you got a class at 2:30 in the afternoon, that's your first class of the day. Mm-hmm. Waking up before 10 o'clock is a little rough.
Touche. Well, I'm going to send you guys off with
cheers.
Cheers. Ciao. A song called Back Pocket by Volpack. I don't know. It's a good song. It's really fun. And I think it's a good Friday vibe song. So I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening.
Bye.